Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Genesis 25, you know the story towards the end of the chapter here, Genesis 25, 29. Jacob sod pottage. He boiled some kind of soup. And Esau, who was a hunter, came in from the field, and he was faint. He couldn't hit anything he was shooting at this day. He'd been out there too long, and he missed all the game, and he's hungry. And he came back in, and he saw Jacob sitting there with that big pot of soup, and he said, hey, brother, feed me. He said, give me some of that red soup, because I am weak. I'm about to fall over here. And that's why his name was called Edom. It means red, because of the red soup. Jacob said, sell me this day your birthright. He got the bowl there and the spoon ready, but he says, it's going to cost you, bro. He said, what? He said, your birthright. See, he was the firstborn. He said, I want that. I want your birthright, and you can have all the soup you want. And here's the thing. Verse 32, Esau said, behold, look here, I'm about to die. I'm at the point of death. And what profit shall this birthright do me? What is that? That's despising a holy thing. Because the Lord's the one that taught them about birthrights, right? And he's the one that set in the law about the blessings of the firstborn. Didn't he? And so here he is. He said, pah, I'm about to starve to death. He said, what good is this birthright anyhow? And Jacob said, all right, swear to me then. And he swore to him and sold his birthright unto Jacob for a bowl of pottage. And Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. And thus Esau did what? He despised his birthright. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15, he said, looking diligently, Hebrews 12, 15, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Are there situations where it's okay to remain bitter? Are there any situations where you're justified? You got a right to stay bitter, not even one. To be bitter defiles you. It defiles your insides, and it can defile people all around about you. Bitterness can be contagious. Don't be bitter. Verse 16, lest there be any fornicator or profane person. Now notice what company Esau is in the same company of fornicators. He's called a profane person and coupled with a fornicator. What does one have to do with the other? Let me keep reading, we'll come back. He said, Esau, for one morsel of meat, one little meal, he sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. See, later on, when his father was close to death and he called him to come and let him lay his hands on him and bless him as the firstborn, he came in there and, you know, Jacob again tricked him, got in first and got the blessing. And he came in later crying and saying, come on, can't you give me a blessing too? Says he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. There are some things that if you despise and reject, you can lose them. That's right. And not get them back. That's right. I've seen people that lost their position or lost their place in a ministry in a church because they, you know, they were there for a while and just got used to the blessing and got used to the things and got to acting like other people owed them this and that, and through their poor behavior lost their place and rambled around and bounced from pillar to post and never could find where they're supposed to be. Why? Because they're out of where they're supposed to be. And then try to come back 2 or 3 years later and they can't get back to where they were. I mean, that place has already been filled and everything's going on. And I've seen people bounce around for 15 years. Couldn't get back. You miss it, God will forgive you. And he's not going to hold it against you. And he's not even going to mention your sins to you. But we don't just need to live haphazardly with the precious things of God. You can mess some things up where they're not quite the same. And it would come from not appreciating and not esteeming, not valuing what God has given you. How many know you ought to value your family? Amen. Don't take them for granted. There's a lot of foolish people around. They just absolutely ignore and take for granted and actually miss and maltreat their family until they're standing over a casket. And then they cry like they can't even breathe because they realize what they had and what they don't have. And it took them being gone to be able to appreciate them. Well, that's being a fool. You don't have to lose somebody to appreciate them. Can we appreciate each other right now?
Yes,
yes we can. Can we value each other right now?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. Said out loud, my family is valuable to me. I thank God for them. Then that means you're going to treat them a certain way. If they're valuable to you, you're going to treat them like they're valuable and precious. Notice he said he compared him to a fornicator. What would a fornicator have in common with somebody that despised their birthright? Fornicators do not realize the value of the body. One reason why so many teenagers are so promiscuous is because they don't know what their body is. They sometimes don't like themselves. Maybe they haven't taken care of their body like they should, or they're, you know, a few pounds overweight or out of shape. And a lot of times you don't even know what you are yet when you're 15 years old. You're not through growing. You haven't developed. You know, you don't know. But whatever, they just don't appreciate what they have and what God's given them. And so if somebody shows a little interest in them, they just give their body over to them. Don't love each other, don't even know each other. You know, you get your eyes on somebody that you don't even know and you decide you're in love with them. You're confused. You cannot love somebody you don't know. What's that old popular song? It was, "Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name?" That's the way so many teenagers operate. I know, I used to be one. Anybody else in here used to be a teenager? You know what I'm talking about? You look across a classroom at somebody and oh, you're in love. You saw them play on the basketball court, or you saw them, you know, in study hall, and you're in love. No, you're not. You're in infatuation. You're in a dream world. You don't even know them. Right? And you see all these hordes of folks, following these rock stars around, these music stars. They're in love. Don't even know them. How could you be in love? You don't know them. But why would a fornicator, what would a fornicator have in common with somebody like this? Don't know the value of what they have. Everybody say, my body is precious and valuable. Yeah, so you don't abuse it. You don't just give it to any and everybody. You save it for your spouse. Amen?
Amen.
Holy. These things are holy. Now, let me start on one thing here. Go to Acts, the 10th chapter. This has all just been introduction so far. I'm going to begin to tell you as we go on how to honor God, how to honor people. Practical things, what to watch for. Honor involves how you see things, how you hear things, and how you treat things or deal with things. Honor is expressed strongly in those three areas. Anybody remember Luke 8:18, I believe it is? Jesus said, "Take heed how you hear." You remember that?
Yes.
Other place, Mark 4, it says, "Take heed what you hear." Luke 8:18 says, "Take heed how." Well, now what would that mean? Does it make any difference how you hear something?
Yes.
Do you understand? It happens all the time that two people sit side by side or in front or behind in a service. They hear exactly the same message. They were in exactly the same service. One leave excited and blessed. The other leave bored.
That's right.
They heard the same thing. And yet they didn't hear it the same way, did they? One heard, "Ho, ho, hum, I've heard, I know all them scriptures, I know all that." But the other one measured their hearing with respect. And they thought, "Man, this is the word of God. This is God talking to me. This is precious." I know years ago we got a hold of some tapes that began to teach us about faith and about being free from the curse of the law and all those things. And I got so excited, I didn't hardly know what to do with myself. I'm bouncing off the walls almost. And so I went to my other friends, you know, and I said, "Hey, you got to hear this, man. I mean, this will change your life. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law." They looked at me like, "Huh?" And they said, "Tapes? You mean you listen to preaching on tape?" I said, yeah, man, you got to try it." They thought, "Man, they don't want to go to church and listen for very long, much less do it during the week." So anyway, I imposed on them till they took a set of tapes, and I saw them a week or so later and said, "So what about it?" And they said, "Well, I listened to one or two of them. You know, it was okay." I thought, no. So you don't understand. Every sickness and every disease, known or unknown to man, is part of the curse of the law. Deuteronomy 28 tells you all about it, and Galatians 3:13 says, "We've been redeemed from the curse of the law." And they went, "Okay. No, we've been redeemed." You want to try to open up the top of their head and stick it down in there, you know, and say, "Get it." But they didn't. And 5 years passed, and we went off to Bible school and in the ministry, and 10 years passed, and 15 years passed, and 20 years passed. And I mean, our life is so radically different than what it used to be. I mean, we're at such a different place in so many areas of our life because the Lord's blessed us and taught us and brought us. And some of the folk that I gave those tapes to them, they're living pretty much like they were 20 years ago. And I was thinking about it. I thought, "Lord, what's the difference? They heard the same thing I did." He said, "No, you heard it with faith."
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.